We continue with Mishnah Berurah. Amad Yom Hilchos Tzitzis Siman Tes Siv Beis says the Mechaber Tzitzis Shel Pishtim or Shel Tzamer Rechelim Potrim Bechol Minei Begadim. Tzitzis, the strings which are made out of either linen or wool, those can be placed on a beged, on a piece of clothing which is made out of any material, and you will be yotzei the mitzvah of tzitzis. Except you cannot put linen on a wool beged, and you can't put wool on a linen beged, since we no longer have tcheles. It used to be that when one was fulfilling the mitzvah of tzitzis bishlei musa completely, then since they were wearing the tcheles and they were fulfilling the mitzvah, it was docha. It would override the prohibition of shadnez, of mixing the wool and the linen in the same beged. But nowadays, when we don't have tcheles, so we're not really fulfilling the mitzvah of tzitzis bishlei musa completely, so one is not able to mix wool and linen, as it does not override the prohibition. The mitzvah does not override the prohibition when it is not being done in its complete form. So therefore, one can put linen on any baguette and wool on any baguette, except for the opposite material. Ibnei Shehem Kilaim, as we just said, because of shatnez. The Rama says, Yesha Omrim Shalola, so Sitzis Shel Pishtim Klal, Afilu Bisharminim Vahachi Nahag. There are some who say that one should not put linen strings on, even on any material besides linen, and this is the custom. And the reason for this is we're afraid that people will think that they're putting it on a silk baguette, but really the silk looks like wool, and it will really be a wool baguette, and you will then be over on the prohibition of shatnez. So in order to avoid that, the minhag is not to use linen strings on any baguette, any material, except the linen. Siv gimel, tzitzis shel sharminim ein potrim ela b'minan. Even though we said that wool and linen work on any type of material, all other materials, if you make the strings out of those materials, they only work on a beged which is made out of that specific material. Kugon meshi lebeged meshi v'tzemer gefen l'tzemer gefen. Silk strings on a silk beged and cotton strings on a cotton beged. Aval shelo b'minon ein potrin. But you cannot place it on a different beged. So that would seem to be why all of our strings are normally made out of wool, so that they can match up to any beged, whether they be wool or cotton or any other material, which is chayiv and tzitzis. Siv Dalit. Im hito batal shel sharminim ksatz tzitzis mimino uksatz mitzemer pishtim. If one placed on a beged which was made out of not wool or linen, they placed on that beged strings which were, some were made out of that min and some were made out of either wool or pishtim, yesh lehistapik bo, the mechaber is not sure whether you are yotze the mitzvah of tzitzis with that beged. The reason is because it is no longer min kanaf. The tzitzis are not really of the form of the beged. You're trying to mix two pturim, the one that wool works on anything, and one of having the form of the material. So Artzos HaChaim says that if you make two strings from the material which it's made out of, and two strings of wool, then it's for sure okay, but it's best not to rely on this if you don't need to. Siv Hei. There are some who say that the tzitzis strings are supposed to be the same color, not only material, from, as the Shulchan Aruch HaRav explains, that from min kanaf we not only learn that the material of the strings has to be the same as of the beged, but the color as well. And this is what the medaktikim do, and therefore if the beged is white, the string should be white. If the beged is black, the string should be black, etc. The Rama adds, Vashkenazim ein nogin lasos atzitzis, rak levanim af begadim tzvuim ve'ein lashanas. The Rama says, the minhag of Vashkenazim is to use white strings no matter what color the beged is. As the Shulchan Aruch HaRav explains, according to the Rama, we only learn min kanaf to require that the material be the same as the beged, not that the color be the same as the beged as well. The Mishnah Berurah, however, says that in order to be yotzei the sheet of the Mechaber, since we say that you should only wear white strings, it is best also to wear a beged, which is white, in order to be yotzei the shita of, that the color has to be the same as well. And as a Mishnah Berurah, the fact that we have a line or two of tcheles on our talis, it doesn't really matter, because that is, we go basar ikar the beged, you go based on what the majority of color of the talis is, and the majority is white, even though we have the two black stripes. So therefore, you still fulfill this shita of having the same color. This minhag of having those two black stripes is in order to remember it's in order to be a zecher l'tcheles, as some say that the tcheles, Rashi says that the tcheles was a very dark blue, so that's what those black lines are for. This is brought in the Trumas Adeshen and the Prima Gadim as well. However, the Svardim are not noheg like this, based on Kabbalah, as the Chida writes, that based on Torah and Nistar, it is best to have an entirely white beged, and that's why the Svardim did not do so. There are others who say that even some Ashkenazim wear an all-white beged, because the tcheles lines on the begadim were zecher l'tcheles. But if you're actually wearing tcheles on your strings, those who believe that we have tcheles nowadays, and they actually have tcheles on their strings, so then there's no need to have those black lines on their talis, as they don't need a zecher l'tcheles, as they have the actual tcheles. However, this opinion of the Ramah, of that we should only wear white strings, is one of the complaints which Rav Yashiv has as to why one should not wear the tcheles, which many claim is tcheles nowadays. They should not wear it, because if it's not, then you're losing out on this minhag. However, others, including Rav Shechter, point out that that's only a minhag to wear white strings. So if you're able to fulfill the suffix that you're fulfilling the mitzvah of tcheles, the mitzvah d'oraisa of tcheles, to fulfill the mitzvah tzitzis vishlei musa, that would override this minhag. While minhag is important, it would probably, this mitzvah d'oraisa of tzitzis vishlei musa would probably override this minhag of wearing only white strings. There is also the discussion, what if your beged becomes yellow because it's old? So that remains okay according to most, and it's actually brought down in the Taz, in the name of the Taz, that when the ladies of his community got him a new talis because his talis was so old and yellow, he said that he appreciates it, but he didn't want it because this old talis would be made on him, would be testify upon him that he never had distracted thoughts during davening, etc., and this would be a testimony to him. So he wanted to keep this old talis. However, there are others who suggest, including the Tshuvas Divrei Yisrael, that really he should have switched it, because it's important to have a clean talis, but he didn't want to take matana because of Sonia Matanas Yichya. It's better not to take gifts, but really it is better not to have an old talis. Maybe l'chachili you should get a new talis at some point if it's really wilted and yellow, but b'dievet it's fine to wear such a talis. Sif Vav. Yesh Omrim She'in La'asos talis shel pishtan. There are some who say that one should not make a beged out of linen at all. The Alpha Pishin Halacha Kain, even though that's not the Halacha, Yerei Shemayim Yetze is Kulam V'osa talis shel tzemer rechelim. It is best to be Yotze the Shita and then only wear a beged made out of wool. Shu'uchai B'tzitz Minator B'li Pikbuk. So according to the Machaber, the only way you're Yotze the Doraisa is with wool or linen beged, and it's better not to wear linen at all in order to be Yotze the Shita that says not to wear it, because we're afraid that maybe you will wear Iksus Laila, a nighttime beged, and you will put the tcheles of wool on that linen beged. And since you're not really chayiv and tzitzis on Iksus Laila, on a nighttime beged, the mitzvah of tzitzis will not override the Isser of Shatnez. And even though nowadays we no longer have the tcheles, so we don't have to be concerned that people are going to put those strings on and mix the wool and the linen, either the gzeir, according to those opinions, the Gzeira still remains. There are many Rishonim that say that it does not, the Chuvas Arat, the Rif, etc., and therefore the Evita would definitely be okay, but in order to be Choshesh for that Shita, says the Mechaber, it's best not to have a linen beged. Ramayed, Zumiyumi, Evshar, Rakhav, Tal, Shal, Pishnam, if the only thing you have is a linen beged, Mutav, Shiyasa, Tal, Shal, Pishnam, Mitzitza, Shal, Pishnam, Mishis, Batum, Mitzot, Tzitzis, then obviously it's better to have linen beged and linen tzitzis than not to wear tzitzis at all. Once again, relying b'dieved on those matirim, and the Mishnah Berurah says you could even make a bracha on it.